congratulations. A nice win for your team. A game where you guys came out. It was 4-0 Colby early on, but you guys regrouped and focused and got things going and really never looked back here tonight.
Our guys played well. I mean, they, you know, things we put on the board as far as you know, what we want to take care of as far as cut down turnovers, you know, kind of pick up the defensive intensity. And, you know, I understand, you know, Colby is struggling, but at the same time, you know, we saw a lot of good things by our guys tonight.
And one thing that was big tonight for you guys as well is maybe I haven't seen it earlier this year, kind of putting a dagger in teams, and you guys did that in that first half, really put them away.
Yeah, we talked about that as far as, you know, having that killer instinct and closing out games. And, you know, that's something, you know, like you said, we've struggled all year, you know, get a 10-12-point lead and can't finish it up. And, you know, so it's a start. I mean, these are the things that we're looking for to, you know, make progression to make a run.
Bo Hess had a nice game at around 26 points tonight. He did a lot of good things here. Scott's players did a very good job moving the ball around, side to side, getting some good looks. Hess got quite a few good looks. Kira got a couple good looks in the perimeter or in the paint there. And then he also got some good play from Drew Duff up top. He hit 5 threes tonight. He had a nice career night as well from the field.
Well, he needs to shoot the ball. I mean, you know, when he's open, he needs to shoot it. And, you know, it still comes down to fundamentals. You know, number one, get your feet set so when you receive the pass, you're ready to go. Okay, well, then when you catch the ball and you're squared up and you're stepping to the basket, you know, a lot of the shots that he's missed in earlier games, you know, the feet weren't set and the foundation for the shot was not very good. You know, tonight, maybe just a little extra time with a slower closeout, but, you know, you still got to make the shots. But, you know, a lot of nice passing. I mean, you know, we've been really struggling with the assist-to-turnover ratio, and tonight was one of the better ones, so hopefully we can kind of even it up a little bit.
Well, Colby had given up 70 points three times coming in. They actually give up the second most points they've given up this year at 74. And your defense on the other end did pretty good as well, not allowing a lot of entry feeds into the block there.
Yeah, part of it maybe, you know, the coach is finally smart enough to get out of a kind of a matchup zone and just go straight man because, you know, our matchup, our guys are kind of confused a little bit sometimes and, you know, they're chasing, so they're almost playing man anyway. So, you know, we just decided, hey, we're going to buckle down and, you know, we worked on a lot of man drills the last couple of days and, you know, it's, you know, something that, you know, is going to come in handy against some different teams, hopefully.
Got a lot of different players in, 11 players checked in tonight, 9 players scored. It was good to see some of those players come in and step in and get some minutes on the varsity.
Well, they were minutes that weren't a whole lot of pressure pack, you know, for them. But at the same time, you know, some of those guys played in that first half and got some time. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're, like you said, it's always nice to get as many kids as you can into the ball game. And then from there, you know, they got to kind of perform a little bit.
A good confidence builder for your team is going to Holcomb home on Tuesday night, Longhorns, and they're going to be a team that's undefeated, and they've been playing some pretty good basketball here early on this year.
They have, man. You know, they kind of got away from the football as far as, you know, once they got to their Christmas break, and, you know, they're very deep and, you know, very talented. So, you know, it's one of those games that you want to go into and make, you know, positive steps forward. And, you know, at the worst next week, we want to try to get a 1-1, you know, at the best, you know, pull that upset against, you know, state-ranked team and then go. I mean, we've been in that position before where somebody's really hungry to play you. You know, and our guys, you know, look forward to going out there and playing hard. I mean, you know, Holcomb is a very good basketball team.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it 74-38. Coach, thanks for the time again tonight, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Adam.